Right, so we got a few questions this week. Sam Smith, Crystal Palace supporter, says, do you think Van Gaal's use of the club's best young players has instilled some belief to a recently criticised academy? We mentioned this a bit, and Van Gaal even mentioned this the other day, that United could attract the best young players from around Manchester because the current young players have been given such a chance by him. Instilled a sense of belief amongst the academy now, who Nicky Butt's just taken over.
I'm not sure if it's been enough to completely ignite some belief into it, but I think it has restored faith in it to some extent. It's made people, I think, more aware of the fact that although there is a lot of doom and gloom around our academy, which we've highlighted quite a lot, there are still some really talented players there. And if they are given a chance, then they will, well, at least some of them will really grab that chance and impress.
The academy has rightly been very highly criticised, and recently, like a few days ago, The Guardian report that executive members at United have decided not to build a new mini stadium for the under-21 and under-18 sides who don't have a home at the moment and moving around all the time. So, yeah, it's instilled some sort of belief, but not major changes, and still major changes need to be made. Dave at Ole Ole United says, why can we never build on our good performances / form? And Dave also says, if not Jose Mourinho, and Pochettino says no, because he's doing well at Tottenham, who can replace Van Gaal?
Well, that first one, that is the question we all want the answer to. And if I knew it, I would be running up there shouting at Van Gaal. I honestly don't know. I think the problem with the style that we have at the moment is it's so dependent on the opposition. And depending on who we play, it can either be very, very, very effective or absolutely terrible. And I think that is why it's so inconsistent for a lot of the season. There is just too many variables in the game. It is not the sort of style where if you play well, you will win. Because there are sometimes when using that style, even if you implement it to the letter, you can't create chances like that if teams sit deep against us. So I think that's part of the problem. In terms of replacements, it's going to be tough not looking at Jose or Pochettino, although I don't want Jose. My preferred option would be Diego Simeone, but I don't really see why he would leave Atletico to come and join us. And that is the big problem. There are so many good managers out there, but they're already at top clubs. Why would they come to what is at the moment, I hate to say it, a fallen giant?
Yeah, I mean, you say that, but I think we do need to broaden our hopes, because I don't want Mourinho, some people do, but even then, if Pochettino says no, people are looking at managers who are available, but that's not the attitude that United should have. We should be looking at the managers at the top clubs, and we need to nick them. Diego Simeone has recently said he won't be leaving Atletico, with Chelsea linked, so that's not really a possibility for this summer, maybe a year after, because Atleti have their transfer ban. I think Simeone wants to oversee that before he leaves, if he does. In terms of the form, I think, yeah, as you say, we just need to adapt our style to the opponents we face, because too often we're playing a style which sees us win against the big teams, sees us be humiliated by small teams like Norwich, Bournemouth, and now people like Stoke, people like West Brom. I think we just need to adapt our style and change it, because at the moment there doesn't really seem to be consistent style within the side. There doesn't seem to be a direction at all within how we play.
Colin at Rojonaldo asks, which position do we need to strengthen the most this summer?
A lot of them. We mentioned Matteo Darmian earlier. I think Varela can fill that position, but if maybe he drops off and this early form doesn't continue, I think maybe we do need a new right back in after we've just spent £15 million on Darmian and sold Raphael, which is ridiculous. Probably says something against Van Gaal signings. I still think we need another midfielder. We've bought Schneidlin, Herrera, Schweinsteiger hasn't had huge impact. Herrera's been inconsistent, but when he's good, he's very good. Schneiderlin, some poor performances, but overall a very, very good signing. I think one of the best defensive midfielders in the league. Michael Carrick might leave this summer, so I think definitely a new midfielder, but of course we need a central defender and a striker. Only place we're solid in really is left back and goalkeeper. Even the wings, we're struggling slightly. We've only got Memphis as a natural winger, and then of course Yanazai and possibly Pereira. We're having to play Martial, Rashford, Matt on the wings, Lingard as well as a natural winger.
I think centre back for me, because as much as I love Daley Blind and he has been very good this season, he can't be our starting centre back. He has done very well and been asked to play that role a lot, but we need someone who's a lot stronger, a lot better in the air. Yeah, just generally, we need someone who's a more established centre back than that. I think whether it's a striker or a winger, we need that kind of player that I mentioned earlier, someone who can change a game on their own. But again, it's a question of who will join us from their current clubs. As you said, unfortunately, I wouldn't say there's one position at the moment that is significantly worse than all the others. We unfortunately just have a lot of players who at the moment aren't good enough, and that pervades through most of the team. And so, quite honestly, a lot of positions still need strengthening. So next question comes in from Paul at Paul Gardner LP, who asks, do you think the Schneiderlin for Herrera substitution lost us the game? We went defensive and invited them on, and then they scored.
I think it was odd. I think we should have brought on an attacker for Herrera if he's going to come off at all. We already had Juan Mata off the pitch, and to play Carrick and Schneiderlin is a bit ridiculous, where even if you have 10 men, you're still chasing a goal. I mean, we're Man United. We got to be looking for the win, not settling for a nil draw against West Brom.
I don't think we can blame the entire result on that one substitution. I do think it was a wrong move to do that. Obviously, we touched on that. I thought Schneiderlin should have started anyway in place of Carrick, but it was a strange substitution to make. And for me, that was the one bit of the game where I blamed Van Gaal slightly, because I didn't really understand some of the substitutions he made. I mentioned earlier, I thought Fellaini should have come on. I was really surprised at that. I was surprised that Fosu Mensah came on ahead of Guillermo Varela at right back as well. But I don't think you can blame the entire game on that one substitution, to be fair.
Jack, another Jack, at JG_1878 says, looking at your remaining games, what do you expect to get out of each one? We're not going to go through every game, but in terms of the big games, City, Chelsea, we've still got left. Arsenal, we've played and beaten beautifully. Tottenham, we've still got left. There's many big teams still to come. In terms of getting points out of the big teams and getting points out of the little teams, where do you think we'll get more? Not very consistent this year.
Well, I mean, yeah, going off the basis of this year, you'd have to say we'll probably get more of the big teams. Chelsea at Stamford Bridge is traditionally a fixture we always struggle in. And so that may be hard, especially because Chelsea, I mean, obviously you don't know what they'll be like when we end up playing them, but in very good form at the moment. The City game, I'm actually quietly confident for the City game. We don't have the best recent record against Manchester City, but you know, managed to beat them at home last season. We drew the rather boring 0-0, predictably, with them this season. Away at the Etihad, I mean, it would be great to finally bury City's title bid ourselves. Again, that's probably quite indicative of how far we've fallen, that the most pleasure we can get out of this season is derailing City's title bid, but I'm probably more confident for the bigger games than I am for the smaller ones.
Brandon Sire at Brandon Sire 1 says, why do you guys think that the players get up for the bigger games while against the smaller sides they don't? Very relevant this one. Is it a mentality problem? What needs to be done about it? We sort of spoke about this in Dave's question about why can't we build on good performances against smaller sides. I don't know what it is. Is it a lack of motivation?
I actually don't think it's a mental problem. Like I said, I think it's a tactical problem, because when a small side plays against us, all they really want to do is sit back and hit us on the counter-attack, and that works. Because they sit so deep, we have no one who can run in behind, because there is just simply no space. And if we play in front of them, our passing is so slow, so laborious, and we're so happy to just keep the ball and not really look to go anywhere with it, that we become so easy to play against. Whereas when we play against bigger teams, they look to impose their own style on us. If you think back to the Arsenal game, is a perfect example. Arsenal tried to play their own football against us. And when they do that, it creates so much more space so that we can then go and play quicker when we go forward, because there's so much more space to exploit. And I think that is actually the bigger problem, rather than necessarily a mentality problem.
I don't think it's a mentality problem. I think it might look like one. Players often look more down it against smaller teams. Yeah, there isn't as much motivation against West Brom away as when you're hosting Liverpool or City. But I think, yeah, it's mainly tactical. It's mainly the fact that smaller sides do like to sit deep. Any other questions?
Yeah, there is one more question from at RXLYAT. It says, do you think Januzaj deserves to be given more of a chance considering his form for the under-21s?
Yeah, he scored 2 goals against Oldham in the Manchester Senior Cup. I don't think based on his form for the under-21s he should get a chance, but I think he should get a chance. Obviously, we had those 4 wins in a row, but Now he's to West Brom. Even in those wins, we didn't always have brilliant wing player. I mean, Memphis against Midtjylland and Arsenal was really, really excellent. But against Watford, we won, but we didn't have a huge amount of chances. And Adnan Januzaj might improve that. And he's had a very, very small number of chances. Someone who should definitely get more chances, Andres Pereira, more over Januzaj, because Januzaj seems to have an attitude issue. And Thomas Tuchel says that's why he failed it in his Dortmund loan. So I think Pereira needs to be given more chances, because in various cups he's showed that he can take those chances and perform well. That's all we have time for today. Thank you very much for sending in all those questions. Thank you very much for listening to Series 1, Episode 9 of the Manchester United Weekly Podcast. We're almost hitting double figures now, and your support has been genuinely overwhelming. Jack, where can we find you on Twitter?
At UTDTaitt, T-A-I-T.
You can find me on Twitter at HarryRobinson64, and you can find the podcast on Twitter at UTDWeeklyPod. Thank you very much for listening. We've got a few big weeks ahead. Liverpool, West Ham, then Liverpool, and then I believe Manchester City. Hopefully we can perform a little better than against West Bromwich Albion. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.